Yeah, catching up on what's happening with wine in BC, particularly the Okanagan. After a devastating winter, we've been covering that story, of course. What are they going to do with a lot of the crop being wiped out by the cold snap back in January? Well, talks are underway to maybe get some Washington State grapes across the border into the Okanagan so those wineries have something to work with. My guest is the president and CEO of Wine Growers British Columbia, Miles Proden, who's joining us on the line. Sir, hello, how are you?
Very fine, thank you.
So talk me through what's happening with Washington State right now and where it's at.
Well, I guess first let's start in the BC vineyards. It's springtime now, and we're actually now able to get into the vineyards and see exactly the extent of the damage. We had originally forecasted some pretty high level of devastation, and it's looking as though our estimations are going to be pretty close. Although there are spots where it looks like at least the vines will have survived. The crop itself, which means a vintage in 24, is going to be very tough to come by. But it looks as though maybe the damage to the vines themselves, there will be some green. So it looks as though that might not be as bad as we thought, but it's still about the grapes and the missing grapes, and hence the discussions with Washington.
And the discussions with Washington are interesting for a lot of reasons, but I guess on just the basic level, it looks like Washington State on the flip side is expecting to have some extra grapes, and here we have the Okanagan just across the border needing grapes.
Yeah.
So it should be an obvious thing, but I gather nothing is as easy as that. So what are the complications in making this happen?
Well, it's the wine business, so nothing's uncomplicated in the wine business. And to be fair, it's such an important economic contributor to the province that it's we look at it and treat it very carefully. But it's also alcohol. And so not just is it farming and tourism, but it's alcohol. And of course, that's regulated as it should be. So that's where the complication comes in. But you're right. Washington State has got, looks like, some supply to be able to provide. But interestingly enough, so do other states. So it's not just Washington. It's also Oregon and California. But as importantly is the province of Ontario. It looks like they had a robust year last year, and looks like they're heading into the same. So we're unique, unfortunately, in the situation that we don't have what we need, but there's other supply there. So it's Washington State because of the proximity and a likeness in terroir. That's the growing conditions that are very similar to ours. But what we're all about is making sure there's as many options open to wineries. Wineries may want to bring in grapes from Washington. They may want to bring in wine from Ontario. They may want to bring wine or grapes from other states. There are also wineries that are looking at sending their winemakers down to Washington or over into Ontario to make a vintage there. So there's lots of permutations and combinations, but really whatever those are, it's important for us two things. One, that the integrity of BCDQA is maintained. That will always be 100% BC. That'll always be a consumer's guarantee that if it says BCDQA, you'll know it's 100% BC. And whatever these other products are made, at least temporarily, until our vines get back, we need to have truth in labeling. What's in the bottle has to be what's on the label. And so that's what we're really looking at and making sure is in place, because we have the trust of BC consumers, and we would never forsake that. And we always want to make sure that we respect that and make sure it's always there.
So if you're buying a bottle of wine that gets made with these Washington State grapes, that actually could be kind of cool. You'd be buying your Okanagan winery, but there's probably going to be some specification that this was, you know, the special Washington State year or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. It could have been like the winemaker went down, and there's a strong relationships back and forth, between growers in Washington and in Ontario, for that matter. It's a pretty close community. And so, you know, maybe there's some unique combination that's been done, it'll be up to the winery. Again, from our association point of view, it's just about making sure there's options. There's not one size fits all. We don't want to put anyone into one opportunity. And the fact that Washington's got grapes and we have the shortage of it, that makes sense. But as you indicated, there are some complications, and it gets around some of the regulations that happen here in BC that only allow wineries to process and have access to BC grapes. So we're working closely with government, the provincial government here now, and asking for a temporary easement on those restrictions at least for the next 2 years to help us get through that. They've indicated that they're very willing to help us, but again, it's regulatory changes that we're looking for. So we're holding our breaths. We need to know what's happening sooner than later. These relationships with these other growers and wineries, whether Ontario, Washington, Oregon, those need to be happening now. We don't need to wait till the fall to know we don't have the grapes. We've got a pretty good indication of that today. And so these arrangements and labels, and that process all has to start today.
So we're waiting on the BC government to give you some exemptions to make this all happen. But otherwise, it looks good. But I guess that's the one thing you can't control there.
No. And again, it's, you know, respectfully to it's a decision, you know, it's they want to make sure they've put a lot of effort in building the BC wine industry. And we respect that and want their support. But it's government. And so it takes time and needs to be thoughtfully done. We think we have a pretty straightforward proposal. And so indications are that it's a go. But we just need that official word, which we anticipate to get any time now.
By the way, I'm talking to Miles Proden. He's president and CEO of Wine Growers of British Columbia, talking about them trying to get some Washington State grapes across the border into the Okanagan, which was devastated by a cold snap back in January. I mean, here in Victoria, we felt the cold snap for sure. I remember it pretty vividly, but I know it was nothing compared to like what they experienced in the Okanagan. So this is maybe a solution. And I had a quick I don't know, wine geek question for you about this. You talked a bit about, you know, the honesty in labeling and that the BC VQA, that label you'll see on some bottles of wine, is indicating this was a BC-grown thing. This is an honestly BC product. It was grown here and then bottled here and all of that. Down the road, do you think there's any sense that a wine region could be expanded to include a bit of Washington State? Because, you know, it's yes, there's an international border there, but it's not like you're bringing in grapes from Spain or something. Like it's very close to the same region.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, in fact, one of the things that we talk about is there's a BC VQA, and there's a VQA in Ontario. So some of the discussions are talking about what about a VQA Canada? You know, as long as it's made from 100% grapes from Washington or from Oregon, from Ontario and from BC, it could qualify to be a VQA Canada. Listen, these climate change issues are not one-offs, and so we may be short this year in Ontario long, but it could be the other way around very easily in the next year. So as long as consumers know what they've got, and maybe there's something, a Pacific Northwest certified product, as you suggest. I mean, that's not about the realm of possibilities. As long as it's, you know, as long as it's audited and as long as it's truthful what's on the label, that's all consumers care about. And that's all that we care about. We just want to make sure that what they are buying is what they're getting. And so, you know, we're open to those options. But, however, VQA is our sacred cow, if you will. It got us to where we are today. Consumers love it and look for it. And what we're suggesting right now is just temporary till we get our vineyards back. But maybe, who knows, maybe there is some silver lining in these clouds.
All right. Well, thank you so much for talking to us and giving us the update. I guess it's not the end of the story, so we'll watch and see how it plays out. But Miles Proden, President and CEO of Wine Growers of British Columbia. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
My pleasure. And just I want to add, we have lots of wine today. What we're talking about is the vintage for next year.
Oh, that's so true. Yeah.
There's lots of wine, and wineries have got and would love to sell it to you, so stop by your local winery, whether it's on the island or in the Okanagan or in the Kootenays. There are wineries all throughout BC.
Well, you make a great point, because, yeah, wine is always a year ahead, so the stuff that's hitting the shelves now was grown last year, so there's still plenty of stuff coming out now. We're in the future a little bit here in our heads.
Yep. Yeah, no, and then I just worry that people are thinking, I don't want people to give up on this industry, because it's not going away. It may be different. But there'll always be a wine industry. So there's wine today. So be sure to continue to enjoy it.
Good stuff. Well, thank you for the chat. Maybe we'll catch up if you get the exemption from the BC government and can bring in those Washington grapes.
Hear, hear. Thank you.